What's going on, everybody? This is Baby Huey from the Man Podcast and the Gemini Jams.
Hey, it's Charnel from What Did You Do and What About Your Friends?
And welcome to
Boys Love Beyonce. Oh,
because we do.
And all of you
so
should.
So much.
Too.
So they should. And hopefully by the end of this show, not by the end, because hopefully it never ends, right? But hopefully throughout the course of this show, you know, you guys will learn to love Beyonce as much as we do, because she is worthy of the praise.
All of it. Come on in the room. Come to the altar. Come to the fountain to be baptized in the glory that is Beyonce's lace fronts.
Yes, because Beyonce, Giselle knows Hyphen Carter delivers. She gives you all. The hyphen is very important. I hate when people leave the hyphen out. The hyphen is very important.
Incredibly
to
important.
Me, at least.
Sacred.
It is, especially because Beyonce did it.
Oh,
like, she invented the hyphen.
Yes, she did. Punctuation?
She invented the hyphen. All of it. Commas, periods, accent marks.
She might not know nothing about algebra, but...
but she know that accent mark. And I personally get offended when people forget the accent mark over that last E.
Right.
I'm like, I don't know who Beyonce is, but if you meant Beyonce...
I'm on board.
That accent mark needs to be there, like, over that last E. Just right there. And if whatever program... you're using on the computer. I know some, you know, you can't really do the accent marks.
Right.
If you're using a program that doesn't allow you to use an accent mark, maybe you shouldn't be using that program.
Delete it. Close the computer.
If it does not have the coding capabilities to add an accent mark over the E, especially for Beyonce. Like, Beyonce should be in everywhere.
It should be saved to your computer's dictionary hard drive. It should be a word that stands on its own. It should be capitalized, underlined, italicized as soon as you put it in.
All of it.
Exactly.
Bold, in a nice, pretty font.
Maybe in her signature font, you know?
Maybe a monotype cursiva.
Oh, come on. I'm like, no Times New Roman here. No Comic Sans.
Come on.
What do you mean?
No Arials.
Save that for Miley. That's not us. That's not him. Mm,
say that shit for your term paper.
And still fail. That's not... We're a fucking mess. But guys, this is going to be an awesome experience for both Baby Huey and I. We want y'all to come on in this room. Don't block your blessings trying to hate on Beyonce. Just come on and stand with us now.
Yes, learn the ways just like we did, and we're going to do our best to teach them, let you know how to navigate the beehive without, you know, fucking up.
Right, because
we're going to take you through the discography and all the beautiful art and pieces of heaven that the one and only Beyonce Giselle Knowles Hyphen Carter has given us.
Right. All the
pieces. And we're
like, go ahead. Just like I want it all, you want it all. I'm excited. Like I'm sitting here trying to hold back my standing. And
listen.
I think it's gonna work. So yes, ready for it on time. Come sit on mama lap. It's time to come.
Hey, make sure y'all check it out. Dropping off Valentine's Day. Why? Because it's all about the love.
Exactly.
Beyonce
taught us how to love.
She did.
We was crazy in it in 2003.
So, man, listen, I was crazy in it. You know, I was killing time.
Was dangerously, you know, in it. Like
waiting for niggas. You know, I was feeling so good when I was in love.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
You better say that. I'm tired of you.
You know what I mean? Like, I had a nigga, he was paying my bills and everything. You know, he was a soldier. That was my soldier, you know, but he wasn't at home. I slept in his t-shirt.
First of all, pause. T-shirt is my shit. And we're not about to do this right now because you know what's about to happen.
And I catered to him.
I'm tired.
Because that's my husband and I marry him.
And you lay in bed with him every night and look into those brown eyes. And if he didn't know any better, now he does know.
Because I was an independent woman when I made him, but now I'm just crazy in love. You know how it is.
Might be drunk in that bitch too. Like, we out here. This is going to be too much fun. Like, guys,
it is.
Well, check us out Valentine's Day. We're coming to your favorite podcast apps. Be there. Be on time. If you stay ready, you don't got to get ready.
Hey, and Beyonce taught us that a long time ago. Just stay ready.
Hey.
We'll see y'all on the 14th. Check us out. Yep. Huey and Charnel about to run shit.
did not come to play with you hoes.
Never. B taught us well.